Our next speaker had to pivot, so she will be presenting remotely, but you'll be able to see her right on the screen. Our next speaker is Felita Tennant, who is with Vinson & Elkins in Houston. And I'm going to keep these introductions short since you have the bios in your materials. I'll just say that very impressively, she is a graduate of Harvard Law School, a Texas native, and a fourth-generation Houstonian, which makes her the perfect person to talk to us about this very interesting topic, what's weird about Texas? So here is Felita Tennant.
Thanks very much. That was a nice introduction. I'm also from a small town in South Texas. I hadn't thought about my bona fides talk about what was weird about the state because I owe a lot to it. But that's also one of them. Karn City, Texas. I'm sure that most of you have no idea where that is, although that has changed in recent years. So what's weird about Texas? I didn't pick the title, but I don't think it's a bad one. I think it's interesting to talk about the ways that multi-state employers may find Texas laws surprising. I'm not sure I would go straight to weird, but again, shout out to my boss, Sean Becker, for the excellent title, if he's watching this. So our agenda for today is to discuss three typical employment lawyers' favorite topics. First is discrimination, or more particularly sexual harassment. Second is non-competition agreements. And third is Texas parking lot gun laws. Although I'm not sure exactly how often the third has come up in my particular practice, but I do think that these are three laws that clients who are not necessarily from the state of Texas may not have dealt with. And so I thought I would put it on y'all's radar as a way to keep your multi-state clients engaged. So our next slide here is proof, in case you guys needed it, of the way in which Texas is seen a particular way in the media, which may not necessarily align with the laws that we're going to talk about today. More particularly, as these headlines show, Texas is widely regarded as an employer-friendly state within the United States, especially when you compare it to states such as California, New York, Illinois, Colorado, and the like. However, that does not mean that every aspect of Texas employment laws are employer-friendly. And I say that as an attorney who primarily represents employers, not that these laws are difficult to comply with, but simply that if a multi-state client is not aware of the ways in which Texas laws are nuanced and perhaps not just categorically employer-friendly, they could wind up in a little spot of trouble. So the first law that we will discuss is Texas sexual harassment law. In September of 2021, Texas enacted the sexual harassment provisions of the Texas Commission on Human Rights Act. This was an interesting amendment. It created a cause of action that did not previously exist. Under Section 21.142, an employer commits an unlawful employment practice if sexual harassment of an employee occurs and the employer or the employer's agent or supervisors either know or should have known that the conduct constituting sexual harassment was occurring, and two, fail to take immediate and appropriate corrective action. So as amended in 2021, the Texas TCHRA arguably provided two causes of action for workplace sexual harassment. First, a claim under this newly enacted portion of the statute, and second, a claim under the pre-existing portion of the statute, that the employer had engaged in sex discrimination that was so pervasive that it constituted sexual harassment and created a hostile work environment.